You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
The GOP presidential contenders took center stage last night in Las Vegas. USA's Russ Jones spoke with USA Radio Network CEO Floyd Brown, who was there, and has this report.
The GOP debate found several candidates fighting to solidify their second-tier position behind frontrunner Donald Trump. USA Radio Network's CEO Floyd Brown said the leaders in the race are becoming clearer.
Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Rubio really doing their best to stake out that position behind Trump. And I have to admit that I think Ted Cruz had the better of the night.
Earlier in the evening, the lower-polling Republican presidential candidates sought to gain traction.
Mike looks very presidential, and I would be surprised if by the next debate he wasn't on the main stage.
And during the CNN debate, frontrunner Trump confirmed he will not make an independent run if he does not get the nomination. I'm Russ Jones.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Excitement is reaching light speed as Star Wars superfans gear up to see the latest installment of the saga. Jimmy Mack of the Rebel Force Radio podcast says Star Wars The Force Awakens will bring generations of fans together.
This new film is sort of passing the baton or passing the lightsaber on to the next generation of heroes. We're also, as parents now, the kids who grew up in the 70s, who are now raising our own kids, we're passing the baton on to them.
One of the things exciting superfans like Jimmy Mack is that The Force Awakens is bringing back classic characters like Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Chewbacca. He says putting those characters into a new story is something that will attract both longtime fans and fans just becoming familiar with the films. With the surety of The Force Awakens being a box office success, Jimmy Mack sees no limit for the film series.
With Disney at the helm, the future is unlimited, and the potential of storytelling within this universe is mind-boggling.
I think it might be safe to say that all of us have, at one time or another, used our smartphone as a flashlight. Well, now, Google is taking it a step further. They're unveiling something sure to make Star Wars fans very happy. Lightsaber Escape is a new experiment that turns your smartphone into a lightsaber that you can use to battle stormtroopers on your computer. It's the latest program rollout for Google ahead of Friday's release of the movie. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 51 degrees and partly sunny with, it says a high near 50 expected, so we surpass that. Tonight, a chance of rain, mainly after 3 a.m. Patchy fog after 3 a.m. also, and a low around 42. Thursday, periods of rain, mainly after 7 a.m., patchy fog before 7 a.m., and a high near 54. The chance of precipitation tomorrow, Thursday, is 100%. Thursday night, a chance of rain before 11. Friday, also a slight chance of showers before noon, and then becoming partly sunny with a high in the 50s. Saturday, mostly sunny, and Sunday, sunny, both in the low 30s to low 40s. Upper 30s, low 40s. So it looks like a nice weekend ahead of us. So that's the weather. It is currently 12:06.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. And talking today about the sandwich generation. And there are several reasons why I am bringing this topic up. First is I happen to be a sandwich generation member. Not only because of my age, but because of what is going on in my own life. Also, I've got friends that are in the same situation as my friends and I are, tend to be of the same, relatively of the same age group. And also because it's the holiday season. And, you know, we have all of this, the Y generation, the millennials, the baby boomers, the sandwich generation. These are people who are sandwiched in between taking care of elderly or parents as well as taking care of children. So there's a lot of caregiving that is going on when you are in the sandwich generation. You're really kind of stuck. I'm going to use the word stuck in the middle because of the stress. It feels like you're squeezed in between the children and their needs and your elderly parents or even elderly family members. Maybe you have an aunt or an uncle that has no children and you have to be caring for them. So that you're really kind of in this place where you're being, the best word to use is squeezed in between two different generations where there is a lot of need. And it causes a great deal of stress. So the sandwich generation is really sort of a term that got coined around 2006. And again, it really is sort of that daunting challenge to provide elders needs that they have. As well as your children, while trying to not lose control of your own life. Even even clients come in burdened with the stress of being in this position. Generally speaking, those are in who are in this sandwich generation tend to be in their mid to late 30s all the way to their 60s. As our parents age, I will say in the past 6 years or so of my life, when my dad first was diagnosed with cancer, I started to attend doctor's meetings, be with my mom, deal with a lot of the information that was being given, helping my mom, helping my dad, going to the hospitals, going to the doctor's appointments, looking at the paperwork, overseeing all of that. And then about 4 years ago, my dad did pass away, and then it was strictly dealing with my mom, who obviously going through her own deep state of grief at the loss of her husband, needing to move from her house, which was more than she could handle, to a safer place, to her own physical ailments, financial responsibilities, many things. And I think a lot of us who are in the sandwich generation grew up where mom got an allowance. Mom was a little bit more of a homemaker. A lot of us had our, you know, state. So, you know, dad took care of the bills, balanced a checkbook, took care of the car, maintained the house, saw to the insurance, balanced the checkbook, all of those things. And so part of what happens is, I'm going to say for me in my situation, I've had to pick up that slack. And so my mother's health issues, her living situation, her finances, all of those things now are part of my responsibility. And with that comes stress. In addition to that, there is the younger generation in my life. And so I don't have any children of my own, but I do have friends who are in similar situations. I do have a stepson. And he is an adult now, so that is not something that I concern myself with. He's doing very well and feel very blessed to have him in my life. And at the same time, there are many people, and I will say, including some of my clients, who have similar situations with their elderly parents who still have children in school, high school, in college. And so they're those stressors on top of it. Not only that, you have your own life, your own career, your own health, your own relationship to take care of. It is quite a lot of information, quite a lot of stress, quite a lot of responsibility that is placed on the sandwich generation. And we have the holidays now coming down on top of us for some. I have celebrated Hanukkah, so happy Hanukkah. And we have Christmas around the corner and Kwanzaa and some other holidays, which includes a lot of parties and shopping and decorating and stress in and of itself. So those are things that I'm going to talk a little bit about. The sandwich generation and how to provide some good self-care. So I need to take a little commercial break, and I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington, Crown Trophy of Flemington. We're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I am talking today about being part of the sandwich generation. Well, the sandwich generation, as I said, is a group of us, probably between the ages of mid-30s to our early 60s, who are sandwiched in between two other generations. The older generation, our parents, our elderly family members, and our children who are still needing some care from us. One of the things that happens when we are in that position, we can often find ourselves being both, parenting both our parents and our children. And it does cause, as I said, a lot of stress. Part of that is because there is a need for increased attention to give to both generations. And economic factors are in play with that. And depression, stress, and anxiety also come into play. Many caregivers do get a sense of joy from caretaking and giving care. You begin to develop a different sense of closeness. We may develop a sense of appreciation for caring for the people in our lives, with the emphasis on our relationship, improving the relationship, which can help actually relieve some of the stress. So there can be some positive results from being a caregiver. And those results are also positive to self, because we enjoy having positive, healthy relationships with the people in our lives. There are, however, costs, and one of them is depression, overextension, overstress, overwork, emotional or physical illness, depression, anxiety. The majority of caregivers do hold down full-time or part-time jobs. So in this current atmosphere, 50 years ago, we had a lot more stay-home moms. Now, many women are also working. So we have those full-time jobs or part-time jobs. Approximately 75% of the caregivers are women. Although a percentage, roughly 25% of the male caregivers are growing, it still tends to fall on the shoulders of women. Even in the situations that I have with clients, I find that someone who is in that sandwich generation can be very stressed. Not only are they dealing with their mother, their father, they're also dealing with their mother-in-law or their father-in-law. And it is quite a burden to juggle all of that and children and work. Sometimes even stop working because there's so much effort, the time that has to go into caretaking. But again, approximately 75% are women. And it's very common for caregivers, more than non-caregivers, to experience the anxiety and depression and other symptoms of emotional stress. It's estimated that that the percentage of caregivers reporting symptoms of depression range between 20 and 50%. With a higher incidence of depression for those caring with people with dementia or Alzheimer's. And of course, with more women providing caregiving, there's a greater risk for women to develop these symptoms than men. And as I had stated, some of the stressors include financial concerns. The effects on marriage. Well, if I'm always caretaking my mother, my father, my mother-in-law, I'm working full-time, I'm working part-time, I've got to get the kids to the soccer match, check on homework, get dinner, go grocery shopping. Marriage can often be put on the back burner, which then means that family conflicts can take place between spouses. And there's, again, a greater risk of developing and experiencing depression or other emotional stressors. Not only that, caregivers have a very strong tendency to neglect their own needs while caring for other people. And again, that can jeopardize their own physical health in the process. So there may be conditions such as elevated blood pressure, elevated insulin levels, and a weakened immune system, even cardiovascular complications. Who has time to make an appointment to go to the eye doctor for yourself when you're running mom around to the eye doctor, or go get your own physical when you're taking dad to physical therapy? So those things play a role. Not only that, you find that you are eating on the run, not exercising, not sleeping, trying to organize the paperwork, have piles of paper that are yours, that are your mom's, that are everywhere, just trying to get organized all the time. I know for myself that seems to be the ongoing, nonstop function of my life, is keeping everything and everyone organized, and it's stressful. So the burden of caregiving is significant to both men and women. Again, though women tend to have a greater responsibility. One of the things that we used to talk about quite often, and we don't hear it as much, but it still exists, is that feeling of getting burnt out. And so burnout is one of the characteristics of being in the sandwich generation. Especially, again, for women who are carrying the brunt of the responsibility. In many cultures, women are expected to assume the caretaking responsibilities for children and other relatives. However, in our society, oftentimes there's the increased pressure because women are also expected to contribute to the financial stability of the household, and so more women are returning to work or are working. And so that, again, that sort of tightens the amount of time that you have. And so making some choices to take care of yourself can be so far in the back burner that you might not even think about it. And it's really important to begin to notice your own symptoms. So often we think we've got it all under control. And we ignore those symptoms. Therefore, we don't get help. Are we edgy, irritable, feel stressed, weary? Do we notice that we're depressed, wanting to sleep more, changes in our eating habits, feeling uncomfortable just with ourselves, feeling pulled in so many directions? It's so important that we keep track of our own health. So if you have not had a doctor's appointment, if you find that you are in this situation where you're taking care of your children and you're taking care of a parent or parents, make sure that you go and do the first thing, which is get a physical. See what's going on with yourself so that you can begin to make some choices. Those things are really important. Make sure that you're getting plenty of sleep. And go, how am I going to do that? Well, turning off all the noise in your head is really important. Get some physical activity. Well, where am I going to fit that in? In proper nutrition, really? I'm always eating on the run. So when we live in this situation where we're always caretaking, the very last person that we think about taking care of is ourselves. Well, you know, when we're on the airplane and the oxygen mask drops down, we're told to put the oxygen on ourselves first. Take care of ourselves first. When you take care of yourself first, you actually have more strength, more stamina, and more wherewithal to take care of the other people in your lives. One of the things that is recognized about being in the sandwich generation is that, in addition to some of the statistics that I gave, more women than men, there's a stronger tendency to be a caretaker when you are living in the more rural areas. So if you're living in a city, you've got more resources. But if you're living out in the suburbs and or even further out in more rural areas, you actually have less support for yourself and for caregiving. It's harder to find the caretakers that you might need. Again, making it even all that more important to improve and maintain your own physical health. So there's a lot of things that we will talk about to do that. In the meantime, I'm going to take another little break, a little news break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Texas Senator Ted Cruz found himself in the spotlight often during last night's debate. Senior correspondent Jason Ward has more.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio apparently decided to put a target on the back of Texas Senator Ted Cruz during last night's Republican debate, attempting to claim that Cruz was pro-amnesty like Rubio. Cruz, however, was ready for Rubio's attack.
I led the fight against his legalization and amnesty bill. And you know, there was one commentator that put it this way, that for Marco to suggest our record's the same, it is like suggesting the fireman and the arsonist have the same record because they're both at the scene of the fire.
Many pundits felt Cruz was one of last night's debate winners. I'm Jason Wirt.
Reaction to last night's debate coming up. Thousands of students in Los Angeles are going back to class the day after schools were closed because of an emailed threat. The investigation into the threat is still ongoing, but it was likely a hoax. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com, because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for your show today. And I am talking about the sandwich generation, partially because I am one of the people in the sandwich generation. I do have elderly people in my life that I take care of. Though I have a stepson who is a fine young adult and doing well, taking care of himself, I do have friends that are also in similar situations with kids that are still in high school, going into college. And I have clients that find themselves in the sandwich generation, taking care of their children. Again, generally ages in this generation, we're generally ages late 30s, 40s into our early 60s. So that means we have kids in high school, kids in college, and elderly parents. So one of the consequences oftentimes is the demands on our life, the demands on our time, having depression, anxiety, feeling overwhelmed and extremely stressed. And being a caregiver, it doesn't have any kind of boundaries in terms of racial, gender, age, ethnicity, though more women tend to be caretakers than men. And that the stressors are both urban and rural. However, rural situations, people tend to have less support. There's some questions to ask yourself that I think is really important. And that is about, how do you split your time between your children and your family and your elderly loved one? So that means you need to sit down and think that out. Course, a good calendar helps, and I think it's pretty rare that we find ourselves without some kind of smartphone with a lovely calendar on it. But I think it's important to really think about how you're splitting your time between your children and family, between your elderly loved one, and I would include in that between your spouse if you have one, and self. I mean, to make sure that you put time in your schedule for yourself. And how much time is too much in each caregiving role? Believe it or not, we might be spending too much time caretaking, where we may need to actually ask for help. And are you finding time for your marriage? As I said, really important in that time for yourself. Do you find that you need to keep a generational peace between your kids and your elderly loved ones? Are you actually asking your children to participate in caregiving their grandparent? And how do you find the resources that you need for yourself and for your loved ones? And then also ask yourself about feelings of isolation, feelings of guilt. Are you accomplishing all those things that you should be doing? That big should word. Sometimes asking these questions can actually help formulate a plan of action. Hold a family meeting. Talk to your spouse. Talk to your spouse every day about what is going on. Set expectations of how many tasks of caregiving you can accomplish. Caregiving does not have to be a one-person show, even though oftentimes it is. It's really important to bring every family member in for support. Not only that, you will find that everyone will become closer and find that there's an actual gift in caregiving, and it can be very rewarding. In addition, when you are including your children in the process of caregiving, your own parents, their grandparents, you're teaching them about that generational connection. They get to learn about the generation that your parents grew up in, form a bond. It can be very rewarding. So communication, therefore, is very, very important. Communicating during the family meeting, communicating with your spouse, having some friends that you can talk to who may be in similar situations so you don't feel isolated. And of course, encouraging your children and their grandparents to communicate with each other. You might even want to sit down with your children and say, let's come up with some questions that you can ask grandma or grandpa about their life. One of the things that our elderly generation love to do is they love to talk about their lives and their childhoods and what it was like in 1930 or 1940 here in the United States. It's a great way to have a sense of connection. It's also important to do some research. Every county has an agency on aging, and so it's really important to reach out to your local agency on aging. Hospitals have social workers. Talk to your physician. I go oftentimes. I hadn't for a while because my mom was doing well, but she's got some issues that have come up, and so I am now beginning to go with her to her doctor's appointments. It's important that your mom signs a release so that you have the ability to talk to the doctor if you have any concerns. So doctor's office can be a great source of support. Local church or temple or synagogue, also a great place to gain support. Social workers and Google. Google is a great place for support. So it's a good place to do things like check on what kind of agencies are there. I called a place for mom. You know, we see those commercials just to see, get some more information about other housing situations for my mom. They were, and I'm still in the process, they have been magnificent in terms of making contacts for me, getting people to call me so I don't have to sit and make all those phone calls. I've gotten brochures in the mail. It's really been wonderful. And then not only that, the facilities that I've talked to, assisted living and senior housing, they've called me. I haven't had to call them. And so that has been such a burden that's been lifted. So it's important to use the internet as tools to finding resources. Never be afraid to ask for assistance. There are agencies that provide home health care. So if you have an elderly parent that needs health care assistance at home, you can arrange for that. You can arrange for home health care that is not medically related so that it's someone who comes to cleans the house and makes dinner. Meals on Wheels is an excellent program, providing meals to people who could no longer cook for themselves, people that come in and do laundry, grocery shopping, change the sheets, help you in and out of the tub. There's so many things. It's incredible. But you do need to sometimes go on the internet and start exploring what resources are in your area. Very important. The more help you get for yourself, the better. And like I said, encourage your children to participate. Have those family meetings and give your children some things to do. I want you to make some phone calls or, gee, you know, you're driving now. I would like you to stop in on every Tuesday, stop in, check in on your grandmother, see how she's doing, see if she needs to go to the grocery store, needs something from the store, pick it up for her, so that you include your children in the process. Spread the wealth of the work so that the stress isn't quite so bad for you. And of course, being there, making time for yourself and for your spouse is also important. Well, what does that mean? That means that you may actually need to set boundaries. It requires some assertiveness on your part. That means saying no sometimes and dealing with the guilt of that. Saying no to your children, saying no to the elderly person that you're taking care of. It's so important, like I said, to sit down, have family meetings, create a map of weekly activities. Set aside time for fun and for relaxation. Schedule it in. You know, when we say, oh, well, when I find time, we never find time. We never find it, but we can make it. We sit down, we look at the calendar, and we schedule things into our calendar. Time with friends, time with self, time with spouse, go on a date, time with our kids, family activity, taking mom shopping. Plan it. Schedule it in. Block out time. Mark it on the calendar. Time for exercise, socializing, going on vacation. Absolutely. A weekend away. You know, if we're in the sandwich generation, chances are that our children are not 7. They might be. We are getting married later and having children later in life. So we may be 42 or 45 and find that we have a 7 or 8 year old. And that child is definitely going to need our attention. Again, it's making sure you schedule things. It may mean that a parent who is demanding, that's where we come in and say, oh, you know what? I need to get some help. I need to have someone else that's going to show up and do some of these things. To think that we have to take the burden all on ourselves for all of it is really showing that we have no boundaries. Setting boundaries is really important. Set time limits. Recognize your limits. And you know, when you listen to my shows, you always hear me talk about limits and boundaries. When have I had enough? I only know when I've had enough when I listen to my own body. Am I feeling tired? Do I notice my shoulders are all tense? Do I notice my face is all twisted? Is my jaw clenched? Do I have fists? Am I driving like a crazy maniac back and forth? Oh, I need to slow down, take a breath, step back. Reached my limit. Need to push away from the table. I've had enough. I don't need to get to the point where I'm going to explode. I need to listen to those feelings. Like I said, sit down with your family, create a weekly, do it every week. These are the things on the week. We've got piano lessons, we've got soccer practice, we've got Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, homework, tests, doctor's appointments for the kids, my own doctor's appointment, my own work, got to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week. Don't forget my yoga class. Then there's mom and her appointment and going to her house and spending time, a couple of hours with her looking over her bills, making dinner, Friday night, date night with the husband. Can I do all of that on my own? No. So husband, date night, you know what I'd like you to do? Find the babysitter. Plan an event for us to go to dinner or movies. Do that for me. And while you're at it, run the vacuum. Teach your children chores. Give them chores. Let them participate. It is so important. It alleviates the burden. So that when you come home from work, you will find that they've taken the dog out, they fed the dog, they put their clothes away, they've gotten their homework done, and they cleaned out the dishwasher. Have them participate. This is a group activity. You do not have to be the one in the middle of the sandwich all by yourself. Picture comes to mind for me, sandwich. Well, I can have 2 pieces of bread and a slice of meat. Well, that's one way to have a sandwich. Or the other way is I've got my meat, my cheese, my lettuce, my tomato, my onion, my spicy peppers. I can have a lot of things in that sandwich. And each one is playing a role to make a complete sandwich. So that is sort of the way to think of it. Well, I actually need to take a little commercial break. I realized that kind of went over time on that. So I will be back. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about the sandwich generation and being a caretaker, being caught in between taking care of your children and taking care of elderly family members. And it can be very stressful. It can put stresses on your primary relationship with your spouse or significant other. It can put relationship stressors on your relationship with your children. It can also place stressors on your relationship with your elderly parent or elderly aunt or whatever it is that you're taking care of. And one of the most important things that we tend to put by the wayside is taking care of self. And that is just probably the most important thing. So one of the things that I know that I find quite often when I do have clients, I probably have about four of them right now that are in the sandwich generation that are coming to me because they are so stressed about taking care of mom, dad, mother-in-law, kids, husband, house, and they're suffering. They feel run down. They feel sick because they don't take any time to take care of themselves. And think that they should be doing and meeting everyone's needs. And that's impossible. You cannot take care of your loved ones without taking care of yourself first. It is not selfish. It is actually the greater act of giving by taking care of yourself first. And I say this all the time to my clients. I'm not talking about being selfish. It's important to set some good boundaries. It's important to be assertive. It's important to know your limits. It's important for self-care. It's important to get assistance, to have family meetings, to let everyone participate in the responsibility of caretaking. For heaven's sake, why are you making lunch for your husband and your children? Let them make their own lunch. Let your husband make lunch for everyone. Spread the wealth around. Help from home. One of the commercials just at the break was about home health care. Spend some time on the internet and see what you can find for helping yourself. Take time every day to check in with yourself, even if it's only for 10 minutes. Listen to some music, exercise, enjoy a cup of tea. My gosh, watch a movie. Can you do this every day, a movie? Maybe not, but you sure can have a cup of tea or a cup of hot cocoa or a cup of coffee. Go for a walk. Remember to laugh at things. Life can be funny and is funny so often. Laughter really lightens things up. Get some joke books or look up jokes on the internet. Share them. You know, my mom is a lot of work, people who know me. And my mom is also very funny sometimes. And one of the things that my mom loves to do is she loves to cut out little funnies, you know, cartoons, specifically related to either cats, because I'm a cat lover, or therapy in some way. She loves giving me those things, and they're so funny. And so being able to laugh is a really important thing. She just started a nebulizer a couple of days ago, and, you know, she's on this thing, and she's like, oh, I don't know this. And I said to her, I said, well, just think of it like you're starting smoking a hookah. And well, you know what? We laughed so hard because we just, you know, picture her in a hookah bar with her nebulizer. You know, those things are important to remember to laugh. Take time to be with your marriage and in your marriage, like I said. And have your husband plan a date if you're the primary caretaker. Go out to dinner. Have him bring dinner home. get rid of the shoulds. I should. My house should be cleaner. I should be more organized. I should be making dinner. I said to someone, you know what? I don't know where you live, but here in Flemington, our ShopRite has a shop from home. Order your food online. Go pick it up. Even better yet, for a small nominal fee, they will even deliver it. Now, my preference is to pick up my own apples and check out my own cauliflower and those kinds of things. I prefer to do that. However, if my life is so crazy, if I need that extra help, if I need to get someone to clean my house, if I can afford it, then I should do it. There's a should. If I can't afford it, maybe I need to learn how to tolerate a little disorganization. It's not so bad. It can be worse. Listen to your body. Is it telling you to slow down? Notice if something doesn't feel right and seek out medical attention. So often we just put that information aside. Well, ladies, you know, if 75% of us between the ages of our late 30s to early 60s are in the sandwich generation, are caretaking, we are also menopausal. Wow, can we pile more stuff on? Take care of yourself. Find out what you can do to treat the hot flashes and the irritability and the headaches and the crankiness and all of those things that go along with it. It's more important than ever to be able to set limits and boundaries. Go get your nails done. Get a massage. Treat yourself to some aromatherapy. Give yourself a nice bath. Lavender is a great relaxing. The aroma of it is for generations, centuries have been used for purifying, for relaxing. I loved mixing geranium with lavender for me. I love the two combined. I find it to be extremely relaxing. Make sure you're eating healthy. Invest in smoothies. It's a quick way to get lots and lots of good vitamins. Pace yourself. Listen to your body. Get assistance. Get help. Use the internet. Call a local family caregiving support program. They're out there. And if you have friends that you find are in the same situation, by all means, get together over a cup of coffee and a bagel. I know yesterday morning meant a lot for me. And you know who you are, Deb. Thank you. It's important. So, I hope this was a useful program. With the holidays coming up, it's more important than ever to enjoy family time, to spread out the responsibilities, to take care of yourself. So what if all the gifts aren't wrapped? Is it really that important? We can let some things go. Don't you just love those gift bags? I know I do. Put the shoulds aside. We don't need them. They don't help. So, I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a master's in counseling. I am also a nationally certified counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more about my practice, you can go on www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole, two L's, counselor, O-R.net. You can also call me at 908-237-2899 if you would like to set up an appointment for many different things: depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, eating disorder, grief and loss, stress.